Hi, I'm Ace. I'll be your student nurse today. Nice to meet you. You should have been informed. You know this is being filmed, right? Yeah, it's for my exam. It's all confidential. The video is examined once by my superiors and then it's deleted, so your privacy is totally safe. Is that the form? You should have been given a consent form to sign. Yeah, thank you. And thanks for being willing to see me. Not a lot of people are happy to see students. Would you like to have a seat and we can get started? I'm gonna talk through what I'm doing for my exam so my superiors can watch what I'm doing, but you can ask any questions you want. And you don't have a microphone, so I'm gonna have to repeat some stuff that you say for the footage. I hope that's not weird. Alright, so before you came in, I checked your chart and washed my hands, and I can see that you're calm and oriented, everything seems fine, you're appropriately dressed and seem relaxed, so that's good. Can you confirm your name and date of birth? Alright, so that's two identifiers, and in your own words, can you tell me what brings you here today? A tenderness in your testicles, and more frequent erections. Okay, so that matches what's said on your chart. Does this happen, the tenderness in your testicles, does that occur on and off, or is it more of a consistent sensation? Okay, it's been consistent, and can you tell me for about how long this has been going on for? Mm-hmm. And with the persistent erections, do you have difficulty reaching orgasm? Okay, that's a good sign. Do you masturbate frequently or have sex a lot? You're busy? Alright. Are you on any medications? No? Okay. Have you had any injuries to your groin or any head injuries? Okay, you had a minor head injury, but this happened after your testicular and erection problem. So when did this happen? Can you tell me what happened? Did you feel any dizziness? Did you have any swelling? And did you visit a doctor or a hospital for it? Okay, just a very minor impact. I'll take a look at you anyway, but I'll take your word for it that it wasn't serious. Have you had any surgeries on your head or neck? Okay, is there any pain in your testicles or penis? Does it hurt when you get an erection or have an orgasm? Orgasms are more intense. Okay, I'm gonna write that down. Do you have any pain normally in your testicles or is it just tenderness? Any history of epididymitis? Any history of it in the family? Okay, I'm gonna check your testicles if that's okay. Do you have any other testicular problems? Okay, can you stand up and take your pants and underwear off? Yeah, it's better if you take it all off. I've already set a fresh sheet down, so can you lie down on the bench for me? I'm gonna put some gloves on. Yep, no need to be nervous. It's fine, I promise. Okay, so right away, penis and testicles look healthy. There doesn't seem to be any redness. Do you have any pain or tenderness right now? Okay, any swelling that you've noticed? Yes, I mean your testicles or anything weird, not the obvious. For example, what's happening right now, though I'm not supposed to acknowledge it. There's nothing to be shy about. Erections can happen sometimes in exams. It's kind of a perk of the job. Shit, that was so unprofessional. Sorry, I'm so awkward. Have you had anything weird, like sharp pains or anything? Alright, I'm gonna have a closer look. Just lifting up your penis. I don't see any redness or rashes. There's no asymmetry. Okay, I'm gonna feel your scrotum. Tell me if this hurts. Does it feel tender at all? Examining for any lesions. And your left testicle, I'm feeling underneath it. I'm being very gentle. And your right testicle. Neither seem to be twisted at all. I don't feel any bumps, so that's good. I can feel up the spermatic cord on both sides, looking for any masses or tenderness. Okay, if I give them both a very gentle tug, does this feel okay? Okay, I'm satisfied with that. I'm gonna take my gloves off. Do you get headaches? Can you sit up for me? I'm just gonna feel your head. Are you feeling any tenderness in your head? Alright. I'm feeling aspects of your skull. Now I'm gonna feel your neck. Alright. No lumps, no lesions. Nothing on your neck either. Can you go ahead and look at my finger and just follow it? Left and the right. Alright, I'm gonna shine a light in your eyes. Hold on, your left eye first. You can blink, just keep focusing on the wall behind me. Right in your right eye. Looks good. Yeah, pupils constrict with direct and consensual light, so cranial nerves 3, 4, and 6 are intact. I'm gonna pull down your eyelids a little bit. Hold still, please. Sclera is white and conjunctiva is pink. If we needed to go any further with this, I would use the Snellen chart and Jaeger chart to test your vision, but we don't need to do that today because you don't have any other symptoms. Alright, can you look at me, please? I'm gonna feel your ears. Do you have any problems with hearing? Is your hearing better on one side than the other? Do you ever hear ringing? Any discharge in your ears? Alright, I'm gonna look in your ears. Can you turn your head to the side, please? Alright, no discharge in that ear. And the other way, please. Alright, I'm gonna test your hearing. You can stay on the bed. I'm gonna stand behind you and lean down. Tell me what you hear. Sugar. Sweet. They are both correct, so cranial nerve 8 is good. I'm gonna feel your nose. Oh, has your sense of smell changed or your sense of taste? Alright, well, I'm gonna feel your nose. Any tenderness here? I'm gonna look up your nose. Can you tilt your head back? Nerves are intact, no deviations. Everything's even with your face. I'm gonna feel for your sinuses. Any tenderness? Alright, can you open your mouth? Teeth are all intact. Gums look healthy. Can you stick out your tongue and say ah? Alright, uvula is where it should be, and it moves like it should. And tonsils are plus one. Buccal mucosa is pink and healthy. Hard palate and soft palate are both intact. Lips are moist and pink and healthy. I'm gonna feel your TMJ. Can I touch your face? Feeling behind your jaw and up the sides. I'm gonna hold your jaw. Can you open and close your mouth for me, please? Good. It's symmetrical, so it's the same on both sides. If I touch over your cheekbones, does this feel tender? Do you get any pain while eating? Any difficulty chewing? Alright, can you sit up? I'm gonna touch your shoulders. Can you push them up and resist my pressure? All right, that's cranial nerve 11 intact. Can you touch your ear down to your shoulder? And the other shoulder? And your chin all the way down to your chest. And all the way back so that you're looking at the ceiling. Okay, can you raise your eyebrows? All right. I'm gonna feel your hands. Hold them out like this. Temperature is the same in both. Can you squeeze my fingers as tight as you can? And hold your arms up like this, like you're making muscles. I'm gonna try and pull them out, but keep them where they are. Pull back. Okay, and the other one. Okay, and now try and push them out against me. Do this one. And the other arm. Good, I'm gonna do your legs. Can you lift them up against my hands if I try and hold them down? And if I slide them underneath and lift up, can you push them back down? And your feet, can you press your left foot down like you're pushing a car pedal? And pull back up. And your other foot, push down. And pull up. That's good. Can you bend your knees up to your chest? Alright, good. You can straighten them back out. I need to do your lymph nodes. I'm going to step behind you for this, and I'm going to need to touch your face again. I'm going to feel under your chin, so that's submental. Moving along, that's submandibular. Right under your jaw, that's tonsillar. Moving up in front of your ears is preauricular. And behind your ears is postauricular. To the back of your head, occipital. And now down your neck, I don't feel anything. Feeling the front. And moving to the back. Down to your collarbone, feeling all along your clavicle. None of the nodes are palpable, so that's good. Now, for your penis, is it normal for you to get erections very frequently? Okay, well, thank you. This is personal, but can you tell me when's the last time you had a sexual orgasm? Is that normal for you? How often do you usually masturbate or have sex? Do you feel like you could have an orgasm now? Okay, would you be okay with receiving a quick exam? I'll perform a quick sexual wellness exam, if you're okay with that. And we can see how well you're doing, how well you handle sexual pleasure. Alright, lie down for me. I'm gonna put a fresh set of gloves on and put some lubricant on my hands. I'm gonna take hold of your penis. Is it okay if I touch it? I'm gonna gently wrap my hand around your shaft and masturbate you up and down. Does this feel good? Just relax. Lie back and close your eyes and try to enjoy it. Focus on my hand. Do you feel any increased tenderness in your testicles right now? Okay, I'm gonna give your testicles a little massage to help you release. Is this pace okay? You can show me how you like it to be done. If you want to. How long does it usually take you to orgasm? Has that ever changed? Did it used to take longer or less time? Okay, for my technique, I'm focusing on keeping a steady pace for the patient. Judging by his reactions, everything seems normal. Erection is very healthy. His breathing has increased a little bit. Do you feel any pain? Yeah, okay. You can touch me if you want to. Would you like me to give you a kiss? Ignore the cameras. Focus on my hand. Pretend it's just you and me in the room. Patient seems to be getting more aroused. Do you still feel okay? How close would you say you are to orgasm? I'm gonna talk dirty to you. I'm not actually gonna do this. Would you like your dick sucked? What if it was in my mouth? Yeah, in my mouth. Can you visualize that? You could come into my mouth while I sucked your dick, and you could blow your hot, sexy load into my hungry mouth. All of your cum going into my mouth. While I look up at you, sucking on your cock. I'm massaging your testicles. It's okay. You can keep touching me. It's fine. Do you like having your penis stroked? This is really nice. All you have to do is have a good time for me. You seem really sexually healthy. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Patient is still doing well. I'm speeding up my hand motions. Are you getting close? Here, I've got some tissues. If you take these, you can come into the tissues. Empty it all out. Come for me. Blow your cum into the tissues. You can do it. Have a nice, healthy orgasm. Spill your load. Come really hard for me. You're doing so well. It's so sexy. Oh, you look really handsome when you're about to come. Come for me. Come really hard. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just like that. Just like that. Yeah. That was great. Do you feel better? Okay, well done. That was a good exam. Let me get rid of the tissues for you. Here's some more. Findings for that exam. Everything was normal. A lot of semen, but a healthy amount. It's a healthy color. Was there any pain? And has that relieved your tenderness some? Okay, I think what's happened... Have you lost any weight recently? Or have you been working out or started working out? Yeah, I think what's happened is you've changed your diet or you're getting more exercise. Is that true? Yeah, exactly. You're feeling healthier, so your libido has increased. I'm going to recommend that you masturbate a lot more often. It can be difficult to adjust to a new rhythm, schedule, I should say, when your libido goes up. So stick with it, masturbate more often when you need to, and your tenderness and persistent erections shouldn't be an issue. Yeah, masturbate more often and you won't be getting erections throughout the day anymore. You should be fine. If it doesn't work, please come back and we'll give you a more thorough examination, do some blood work and stuff, but from what I've seen, you seem perfectly healthy. You're very welcome. Thank you so much. Hold on. Here's my phone number, just in case you need anything. Yeah, like a date or whatever. I'm so gonna beg them to cut this part out of the tape. Have a really pleasant day.